wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. In Matthew 7:13, he talks about narrow is the way. In Matthew 6:24, he says you cannot serve two masters. In 1 John 2:15, it says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them. Whew. And then again, Matthew 5, where we read from the Sermon on the Mount, and we struggle at the cost of surrendering our opinion to the Word of God. And it's why most of us don't want to renew our minds after the Word of God. We don't want to write the truth on our hearts because we struggle with surrendering our opinion to God. And again, that struggle may be because we haven't fully committed to surrendering to the Lordship of Jesus. Jesus has told us there's a cost to count. Surrendering how you do things, surrendering how you see things. It means being ready to surrender your old identity that's not in Christ. How about surrendering your culture? How about surrendering your political views? You know, we wouldn't struggle to agree with anything you see in the Bible. None of us would. If in advance we choose to surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, which means this. Whenever you come up into the Bible about something, not that you don't understand, because God will bring us understanding, but that you don't agree with, that you have a conflict with, that's where the conflict is with the Lordship of Jesus Christ. That's where you say, nope, I'm going to lay it down. I'm going to surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I'm going to surrender to His Word because that's what matters. That's kingdom living, folks. Surrendering to what matters in what Jesus has said, what the Word of God has said. And it's not legalism, okay? To obey God is not legalism. It's when you start thinking that by obeying Him, you're earning something from God. That's legalism. Legalism is not saying, that you don't have value in the law of God, but it's when we start thinking that following that is what makes us righteousness. That's legalism. There is a cross that Jesus has asked us to take up and follow. And that means to give up of our flesh, of our selfishness, our self-serving, our views, our opinions. And it's hard, and it's a struggle. And you know, it's a struggle even in our fleshly temptations in the world. But it's we again, talked about Jesus, who everything that He asked us to do, He did for us. He became like us in every way, was tempted in every way, yet without sin. To lay it down in obedience to the Father's will. We've already read the Matthew 5:11 about rejoicing. Now, these are the scriptures I'm going to put up right now and just read to you quickly from 1 Peter 4, verses 1 to 2. Therefore, since Christ suffered in His body, arm yourself so that in the same attitude of Jesus, because whoever suffers in his body is done with sin. As a result, we don't live the rest of their earthly lives for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. And verse 3 and 4 go on to say, for if you have spent enough time in the past doing what the pagans chose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and despicable adultery. Anybody? That's our past. And those that are still living there, they are surprised that you don't want to join them in their recklessness, your wild living. And you know what they do? It says, and they heap abuse on you. Moving on to, again, in First Peter here, in verses 4 to 16. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that comes on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. Now listen to this, but rejoice, inasmuch as you participate in the suffering of Christ, that laying down your opinion and being transformed, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of his name and the name of Christ, you're blessed. For the Spirit of glory and the God and God rest on you. The Spirit of glory and God rest on you. If you suffer, it will show. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or a thief or any other kind of criminal or even a meddler. I like that one, a meddler. Some of us get caught up in meddling, and then we take a beat down. That's not suffering for Jesus. Just saying. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear his name. As we lay down ourselves, we are being transformed into the image of Jesus, his likeness. Insults and abuse are going to come, but praise God. Praise God, you bear his name, and it's coming because of that. 1 Peter 5, verses 8 through 9 says, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Stand firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. You're not alone in this. 5 verses 8 and 9. Yeah, 1 Peter. Is it, wait, 2 Peter? Not for, no, 1 Peter. Sorry. 5. Yeah. Did I not put it up there? I'm sorry. I think I have it here. Yes, I do. Sorry. Paul says, I want to know Christ. Yes, I want to know the power of his resurrection. And we're going to look at that next week. And the participation in fellowship of his suffering. The participation in, or the fellowship of his suffering. Becoming like him in death. Can you see, as we lay down ourselves and our thing and let the Lord transform us, we become that new creation. We are that new creation, but it becomes a part of our manifestation in us. Who we are, to the place where the world around us persecutes us because we are bearing the image of God, becoming like him in his death. Whatever it takes, Paul is telling us, to live in complete abandonment to Christ, that even death is not too high a price to deter us from following Jesus. The gifts offered of salvation and eternal life through Jesus are so precious to us that we'll sell everything to have it. Amen. I'm going to end with this final scripture here. Same one from last week. Paul is telling us, not that I've already obtained this all or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. Anybody there with him? But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind me and straining forward to what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us then who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already obtained. Amen? Amen. Why don't you stand with me and we will pray. Father, we just want to thank you. We bless you that you gave your son Jesus. And now, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, we surrender all that is of no value and use any longer to the surpassing worth of knowing you as Christ, as Lord, and what you have obtained for us. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us Holy Spirit to help us walk this out, that we are being transformed into the likeness of you. And we take up our cross, all those things that are of this world, the patterns of this world, and we nail it there, and we want our minds transformed and renewed to see your word. In your precious name we pray. And all the believers said, amen. Bless you guys. Have a wonderful week.